When is the last time you left your phone at home when you went out? Not by accident, but by deliberate choice. Hello, I'm Malcolm and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. And today I'm recording my initial impressions from a day spent without my phone. I'm in the woods on this morning for my normal prayer walk, and I'm using my old MP3 recorder instead of my phone because I've left it at home, as I did yesterday. I forget where I got the idea. I read it in a book about Sabbath. It might have been by my friend Joel Peed, about the idea of turning your phone off for a day, which I did yesterday. And I'll share more about the effects of that another time. But in particular, I not only turned it off, but left it at home when I went out to pray. And I cannot remember the last time I did that. Now, there's nothing wrong with having my phone with me, and I often find it very useful when I'm out praying because sometimes I'll want to look up a scripture to perhaps pray through, or I will want to find the lyrics of a hymn I'd like to sing through or pray through the lyrics. And also, when God reveals something to me when I'm out praying, something comes to me, I'll make a quick voice recording or put down a quick reminder in the phone, and I find that very useful. I don't want to forget the things that God has revealed. However, with, I must admit, some trepidation, I put the phone on the side counter in the house and went out the door to pray, and I felt almost a bit naked. I've left something really important behind. I'm going to regret it. And I went out for quite a long walk. I was gone for at least an hour. It might have been more like maybe an hour and a half. A long, meditative, conversational with God prayer walk, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And it felt strange. I thought I might feel anxious. That's what somebody else told me I might feel. And actually, I didn't feel so much anxious, but just a bit weird. What am I doing out here? What happens if? What happens if I think of something? Well, actually, I did take a pen and paper with me, so I could always write it down. And in fact, I took this voice recorder with me, which I also did use once or twice. But I didn't have the phone with me. And I realized as I was walking and talking about this with God and processing all this, that the key thing that was happening was I wasn't carrying my world with me in a heavy way while I was out. Because the phone carries everything. And it connects me to everything. It connects me to all the events in the world, all the events in my world, and nothing bad about that, but maybe now and again I need to lay that on one side. I mean, it didn't seem to be a problem for Jesus, did it? He didn't have a smartphone when he was out in the wilderness or up on the mountain. And it hasn't bothered most Christians for the last 2,000 years, whether they have a device in their pocket or not. So why is it so significant to carry that smartphone with me the whole time? Now, there are maybe other good reasons to carry it, and I suspect that I will carry on bringing my phone with me most of the time that I go out to pray. But just yesterday, and indeed again this morning, I've decided to come out without it. And I do feel lighter. I do feel more like I can connect with all that is around me. I'm more free to engage with the sights and the sounds around me. And my mind is a little clearer, I have to say. I feel like there's less barrier, is it, between me and God, or certainly there's an easier connection. So I think what I'm going to do is do this once a week, maybe more often, but at least once a week. Leave my phone behind when I go out to pray. So tell me, what's your experience of this kind of thing? Have you ever tried this? Perhaps you do it regularly. What effect does it have on your connection with God, on your communication, on your conversation with God when you turn your phone off or when you leave it behind? And if you haven't tried it, why not give it a go? I mean, do it in a safe way. You know, if you're somewhere that's not safe, you need to be careful with that. You might need your phone. But if you can be safe and out, what difference might it make to not take your phone with you? Maybe give it a go and let me know what you think, what your experience is. We love our smartphones. They're very helpful in so many ways. But like everything that's just a thing, a tool, it can get in the way sometimes. And I wonder whether they get in the way more than I realize, and perhaps more than you realize. Let me know what you think. Drop me an email or a message anywhere that you see or hear this recording. I'd love to know your thoughts. Till the next time, smartphone or not, take care and God bless.